we bless you, Lord. Hey. And then to the 4/5 to sing it again. Fill this place. We're still talking about the characteristics of lyrics. And remember the 6 things I mentioned in the previous chapter, words that are scriptural or true, relevant, fresh, concise, accessible, consistent, staying with one theme, and flowing with the music. I want to talk to you about lyrics that are concise. I've sung that song, Fill This Place, for years now, many times as an opening song in a worship set or concert. There are several reasons that this song is a good one to begin an evening or morning of congregational worship. It states the wonderfully obvious, God is here. Musically, the song is palatable and accessible to a lot of age ranges and musical preferences. I believe that the Lord inhabits, makes His presence known in the praises of His people, as I've already mentioned in Psalms 22, verse 3. One of the main reasons I use this song a lot, however, is because it's easy to learn. That is because it's not wordy. The lyrics are concise. Every word is important. Don't settle. Find just the right word to convey what is in your heart and mind. In the original typesetting for the lead sheet of the song, Fill This Place, the transcriber got one word wrong. He or she put these lines in musical notation. O ye saints, lift your voice, lift your hands, and rejoice. I must admit, when I first saw that, I was steamed. Not that there's anything wrong at all with saying lift your hands, but that word, that thought has been so overused. Using the word heads, lift your heads and rejoice, has an entirely different and more powerful connotation. Word choices are important. The value of word elimination, the dreaded eraser. Early in my songwriting days, I learned a great lesson from a friend that I was co-writing with. Tom Hemby is a wonderfully gifted musician and producer, and he and I got together to write a song. I had some ideas, and the room we were writing in had a chalkboard or a whiteboard, so I started writing something like this. I will exaggerate it for the sake of the example, but the original was almost as bad. I wrote this down on the whiteboard. Once I was a desperate, frightened fugitive. I was running away from the light. I was wounded and hurting because of my sin and stumbling through the cold, dark, rainy night. Again, I'm exaggerating. It was such a terrible tragedy, I could see no hope for me. Pretty awful, huh? But there was a seed of an idea there, and Tom saw it. Co-writing is good for the ego, good for the destruction of pride, I should say. Tom got the dreaded eraser and approached my sacred writings. Don't be afraid to erase and rewrite. Here is what it looked like, and it's hard to see because this is audio, but I scratched out a lot of the lines, and it just says, desperate, fugitive, running from the light, wounded, sin, stumbling through the night, tragedy, no hope for me. We added one word to the third line, wounded by sin, and voila, a concise verse is born. And we had this musical...